We begin by closing our eyes. And gently watching the breath. Gently inhale. And gently exhale. Gently inhale. And gently exhale. Becoming aware that your breath is a living presence. And that you are sitting inside of this living presence of breath. And as you inhale, the breath blows life into you. And as you exhale, you now expire back into this being, this angelic presence called breath. The first angel of creation. Ah, Ariel. Ah, breath. Imagine this breath now blowing life into you. As this breath pours in, now touching the very center of your heart, igniting your heart. And from the center of your heart, you now exhale into the breath. As the presence blows into you, filling your lungs, touching the core of your heart. Until you gently expire back into the breath, the air around you. Becoming aware that this air is a living being, the divine presence that loves us, cares for you. Brings all life. As she blows this light into you, this breath of life touching the center of your heart, there, in the center of your heart, diamond, a spark of light. Her breath now gently strokes your heart, covering your heart in an orb of light, beautiful, shining, amethyst purple light. And there in the center of your heart, the diamond, the white orb, the spark of life. Her hands soothe the rough places around your heart, mending the tears, filling the holes in your heart, the places of disappointment, the places where you felt unloved, forgotten about. She fills this hole, covering your heart the great arc. This permeable membrane, the essence of your soul. Bringing this essence into wholeness. The end of separation. Now allow your heart to rest. Simply rest into her vessel of love as she holds your heart. You do not have to hold your heart anymore. She will hold it for you. Tears come, allow them to fall. Allow the tears of release that you do not have to be the one to hold your heart together. As the flame in the center of your heart begins to blaze, begins to expand, a flame becoming a great torch. This is the torch of the truth of who you are. Your heart knows the truth of who you are. Allow this flame to expand. As this great flame moves up through your throat and now up into the center of your brain. And there in the center of your brain, the tip of this heart flame ignites the spark, the diamond of divine love. And there in the center of your brain, a luminous white star floats upon the tip of this flame. All thoughts relax as this great light emanates throughout your brain, pouring light up into the frontal lobe, pouring light to the back of your brain, into the occipital lobe, pouring this light of your heart up into the right hemisphere of your brain, filling the right hemisphere of your brain, the soothing, healing light, filling the left hemisphere of your brain with the soothing, healing light. Relax all the muscles of your head. Allow your brain to just rest in her hands as she holds your brain. You do not have to hold your brain anymore. Allow your brain to breathe. Gently inhaling from the center of your brain, gently exhaling. Gently inhaling from this star of light and gently exhaling. So effortless, so easy to live in one soul. Skull, a gentle opening, and there resting upon this opening in the crown of your skull, a great sapphire, a great orb of light, the truth of all truths. This great sapphire of light lives within your soul at all times, waiting for you to say yes. Fill me, fill my body, my mind, my heart with your truth, your wisdom, your understanding. Now this great light pours into the crown of your head, a tingling, vibrant light, pure essence, pure creation. As this shimmering light pours down through your face, into the back of your neck, into your shoulders, clearing away all burdens from your shoulders. As this shimmering sapphire light now pours down into your heart. And there you see your heart. Four chambers. Each chamber is a cathedral of light, a mansion of light, a mansion of peace, a mansion of great love. We take our mind and now enter the upper right chamber of your heart. Here, the upper right chamber of your heart is where you give. Where you take action of service. Where you outpour yourself into the world. Look into this chamber. Look around. See if there is any place where your heart has become hardened, where you see a dark speck like a piece of coal, or an area that is gray. And once you find this, allow us with our divine hands of light to lift out of the upper right chamber of your heart any of the dark places, any of the hardened places, any of the forgotten places. As these pieces of karma float away, be sure and breathe, allowing with every exhale wisps of smoke to float up and be carried away by the angels of light. We are cleaning house. We are cleaning the house of your heart. And here are any places where you felt you did not do the right thing, you did not give the way you know to give, you did not love the way you feel you should love. it's okay, because the human experience is for you to learn. There's no judgment here. As we place now in your heart, in the upper right chamber, crystals of light, stars of light, beautiful turquoise, red rose, emerald green, filling your heart with the love of the presence of who you truly are. And now we look into this room and we say, ah, this is good. Yes, this is good. And now we descend into the lower right chamber of your heart. And here in the lower right chamber of your heart, look into this room. Here in this room, where are the areas that you have been confused? Where are the areas where you are codependent? The areas where you feel that you give so much you could break? Look here and see. Any pools of gray, places of darkness, which are the loss, the wanting to know how to love and not knowing how. As you enter the room, you may sense, you may feel something, or you may see something in it. It may be abstract. You don't have to worry that it makes any sense. Just simply allow the sacred alchemy of the divine essence to transform your beautiful heart. As we lift and clear out of the lower right chamber of your heart, confusion, misunderstanding, codependency, not knowing what love is, exhaustion. There. Allowing it to float away in wisps of light. As we fill this beautiful temple, the lower right chamber of your heart, with the shimmering, shimmering light, the luminous healing lights. Purple, topaz gold. Red rose, white. Take a deep breath in as we fill. Now your entire right side of your heart with the luminous liquid light, the soul. The luminosity, the wisdom, the soul of your right heart. We build the temple, rebuilding the right half of your heart. At the speed of light, healing the cell walls, the DNA, healing, repairing, redeeming. As the gates open and the great cathedral, the right heart with spires of light, upright, glorious, and free. Breathe, we take a breath. As we enter the upper left chamber of your heart, here, this chamber, this cathedral, in the human experience, falls down, begins to sink from the years of living. Great cathedral in disrepair. Now we come to repair. For here, in the upper left chamber of your heart, is protection. This is where your heart knows how to protect itself. Here, in the upper left chamber of your heart, is where you know judgment and healthy boundaries. Righteousness and discernment. All the places where you have lost your power, all the places you have forgotten who you are, that you are noble by birthright as a human. This is nothing that you must try to earn. It is your birthright, your nobility, and your dignity. And now we clear away, lifting, lifting. And with the hands of light, lifting out the debris, lifting out the places of trauma, lifting out anything anyone has ever told you that made you think you were less than the noble and dignified child of all that is. Pure creation, son of man, daughter of man. And as these areas lift out of you, allow the tingling, allow sensation to travel and dance as your heart becomes free, dancing through your body. Freedom is coming. We search in this corner, in this corner, in this corner. There they go. We inhale, and with every exhale, we release karmas in the upper left chamber of your heart, releasing and releasing. Until we now fill the empty spaces, fill the tears, the great brilliant light of radiance, creating a strong temple, a whole vessel, mending the cracks so that your left heart, the left heart, now the upper left chamber, becomes the strong arm of protection, resilience, righteousness. And we look around our room, the shining temple here, and we say, ah, it is good. It is good. As we now move our attention into the lower left chamber of your heart, this lower left chamber is a place where light seldom comes. This is the chamber that constricts and restricts. Here, we push away love, until this chamber becomes like a cold stone, rigid in judgment and criticism, cynicism. This is the shadow of our heart. But it is only a quarter of our heart. And now we must come here, into this chamber, to bring the divine presence, the love which melts away all hardness, the grace which melts away all judgment, the compassion which melts away all self-criticism. For as you criticize, the harshest is your self-criticism. We pour the light of forgiveness into the lower left chamber of your heart. You are forgiven. Mistakes are the thing of the day in the human experience. You are forgiven. And on this day, you may begin to renew and redeem the great gift that you are here to bring. For here in the lower left chamber, here in the shadow of your heart, is your greatest gift. Here is the hidden light of potential, the splendor, the rapture of living the human life. Allow this rapture to fill the lower left chamber of your heart, washing the stones. And as we wash them, look, they soften until they become beautiful, beautiful soft coins, smooth, round stones, porous, movable, malleable, liquid light. Here, old beliefs like cobwebs are transformed into beauty, into possibility, into what can be actualized. And now with a great deep breath, I want you to imagine that you are expanding the lower left chamber of your heart, making it larger, breathing the light in, filling this deep room. The under chamber, under the mansion of your heart. The basement, filling this place we call the dungeon. We fill the dungeon with white light, pure white light. And now look there, as we hold a torch, shining white light, we see that this dungeon is filled with a treasure of gold and silver and gems and beauty. Look in this room. One of the treasures. Place this treasure in your hand and see how the light from this treasure now builds the left chamber of your heart, above and below, and the dungeon becomes a luminous temple of golden white light, with stairs of light leading to the upper chambers. As windows of light expand, spires of light growing, as the left side of your heart becomes tall and strong and righteous and wise. The two great flames of your heart, right and left, the four chambers of your heart, creating a mandala, the flower of life, the tree of life. As your heart now rests, this beautiful cathedral, castle of light, in a golden crescent bowl, holding your heart floats in the center of your body. Come to the very center of your heart. where we first began, with the diamond spark of breath. As now this diamond is brilliant and large. And there in the center, the presence. Wisdom, balance, harmony, peace. Listen. Speak to you from this nobility, wisdom of love. And simply allow the electronic light of spirit, the celestial light, to expand from your heart till your whole body becomes the cathedral of light. And you float in the center of this light, so free and effortless, so free to be in the body. So effortless to love. Now simply be in this beautiful frequency of your soul. As your heart, in radiance, emanates healing. And now allow yourself the gift of living within the journey of your soul, the joy of life, the happiness being here. We place you in a white alabaster pyramid of perfect thought. And here, in this white alabaster pyramid, the energies of your heart are free. You are free now. You are free to love. Thank you for allowing us to serve you, noble humans.